Commissioners, in light of the time, let's just move forward right into our next agenda item, if you don't mind. I think first what we'll do is go ahead with the item concerning groundwater, appointment to the groundwater board. We have a number of individuals who have been listed as candidates. Some are here today. I think one is out of state, going to try to make an interview over the phone with. Jim, do we have a list of all of the candidates that are here in the bios? Did Patty have something put together there?
Patty, yeah, we have four people. I know Mayor Melder, I saw him, Dana Cantwell, I think he's going to be here. We have Randy Council by phone.
We have Mr. Kurtzinger.
And then Mr. Kurtzinger.
Okay. So, really doesn't matter to me what order we go in.
Gil's here.
Gil, oh, good.
Okay. Patty, do we have those copies of the resumes of individuals? Whichever one's on top. Okay, Mr. Kurtzinger is on the top of this stack, so I guess, Mr. Kurtzinger, you'll be first. And I'm not really sure how this is going to work, quite frankly.
What do you think? Beginning here.
Well, and obviously, you know, what our concerns are for the Groundwater Conservation District, Lone Star Groundwater Conservation District. We have two appointees. One of those is now expiring, looking for someone to take that spot. I think Commissioner Clark had a list of questions that you had submitted, I think. Did you submit to all the different candidates?
Well, in light of some personal events last week, I wasn't able to. My father passed away.
Sorry about that.
I didn't get that job completely done. I did get it out to some, but not to all.
Okay. Well, Commissioners, any questions that you have of Mr. Kurtzinger?
Jim, do you want to start with some of the questions that you have written down? Trying to find your...
I have it printed out.
Why don't you, Mr. Kurtzinger, just give us a real brief, your reasons for wanting to be on that board.
My wife.
Seriously. I've been president
I tried to argue with her before, too. I didn't win either.
Seriously, I've been a member or director of a mud district, River Plantation. I've been president for the last 6 or 7 years. And my interest in the Lone Star Groundwater District is limitless. We have made several proposals to the district. I'm disappointed in some of the actions that the district has taken. And being a professional engineer and familiar with the problems of water and the flow of water, I feel that I could offer some guidance and technical knowledge to the board. Now, I've been a resident for 37 years here in the county. All of it is in River Plantation. Not all of it has been in the same home because there was a flood in 95, so I had to move to higher ground. But I've made my home here. I'm a native Texan, although I'm a graduate of LSU. Don't hold that against me. I went to the University of Texas first.
Okay.
You say you've made several proposals to... Lone Star Groundwater?
Yes, sir.
What would be one of those proposals that you had made to them?
When we first went before the first instance was we formed a GRP. We had been River Plantation in 1987, installed an irrigation system which used the effluent from the sewer plant. When we applied to the GRP, or for the GRP and in the exceptions, it is my knowledge that the first vote was taken that we were denied an exception. The second vote was taken due to some questions that were being asked, and when it was, we were granted a 1-to-1 ratio for credits, whereas anybody else, basically most everybody else, got two. That was my first disappointment in the decisions of the board. We had been conserving water since 1987, and yet we weren't rewarded for it in any way, form, or fashion.
Do you remember what they told you, why? Do you remember why?
Yeah. And so we spent the money in 87, not in 99 or 2009, excuse me.
Mr. Kurtzinger, one of the questions that come up with regards to the way Lone Star Groundwater Board has been formed is an appearance of conflict of interest. Since are you currently the president of the...
I'm currently president.
Would you be willing to resign as president of the MUD to serve on Lone Star Groundwater?
Yes.
How many people are on that board at River Plantation?
Pardon?
How many people are on that board at River Plantation?
Five.
Including myself.
What would be one of your first actions as a director on that board?
I would start to question the premise of the amount of the technical knowledge of the people. I think that the consultants that they have now are biased, and I would start to question that.
Okay.
Mr. Kurtzinger, you are being recommended by which commissioner?
Pardon?
Which commissioner is recommending you? Or
Precinct 2.
Riley. Okay.
And you're not currently involved with any legal action against Lone Star Groundwater Board?
None that I know of.
Okay. Commissioners?
Thank you for your willingness to serve.
I don't have any more questions.
That it?
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Kurtzinger.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the individuals we talked to was Randy Council. That was my recommendation to the board. Randy's in Denver right now. He's in between flights, so we're going to try to catch him by phone at some point. Jim, would you see if he's available or what? Because I know his flight, I think, was delayed, so there was some concern there. In the meantime, the next person on the list is Jill Savory.
She stepped out.
Timing is
about
everything.
Mr. Melder. Oh,
here she comes. You're up.
And I thank you for having me here and listening to what I have to say. I must tell you that I am not on my lunchtime. I did not take one, so my blood sugar's low. So if anybody has a Snickers they're willing to donate, great. If not, I'll be happy to entertain questions.
Okay. Can you kind of give us an idea why you would be interested in serving on this board?
I think to help and be a role model for future generations on what can be possible. When you have a passion for something, to see as a science background and to see it being used in such a manner that does not protect the public, I think it should be everybody's right to be able to stand up and voice an opinion. And I appreciate, I've seen it quite a bit today. I'm appreciative of what you gentlemen have listened to, and it's not always friendly, and everybody has difficult decisions ahead. But I think with the right intentions moving forward, it is something that I'm hopeful to bring to the board, is a background of science with a clear understanding of the bigger picture. I think when I started arguing about my water bill, that's really, it was past the buck on up. And I spoke in front of Fort Bend Subsidence District for 3 years. And when I first started, I was not the greatest public speaker. And I learned a lot from the chairman there, who did not always welcome my questions, but it was very interesting. I don't know if you read my bio at all, but it was a matter of I took a personal interest in what the cost of water was for. And I think I've lived in Montgomery County now about a year and a half, going on 2 years. I love it here. I think it, I've enjoyed having good company. Oh, God bless you, Patty. And I don't think it, you don't sit on that bench wanting to do anything bad. And I think anybody that's willing to serve, I'm grateful for it. It's not an easy task. You're ridiculed by a lot, and you don't always get the recognition you deserve. But in some instances, and I do believe it's time for a change. Whether or not it's me or anybody else, I don't believe Tram could lead an agency such as this without conflict moving forward. And I request, whether it be me or somebody else, that you do come together and find somebody you can all find common ground with.
All right. Good. Commissioners, questions?
Do you have any conflicts in serving on this board? Do you, are you in the water business by trade?
No, I am not. I recently joined my mud district, Point Aquarius Mud Board. Other than that, that is my only tie. I think that it's a great perspective.
And if you were appointed, would you be willing to resign from the mud board at Point Aquarius?
Yes, if it was necessary.
This position is appointed now. If we change it or it is changed to an elected position,
I welcome it.
Would you be willing to run?
Yes, with some advice on hopefully from Commissioner's Court on do's and don'ts. It's not easy.
Don't. We can all agree on that.
Not an easy job. Somebody's got to do it.
Okay. How did you find out that you were being considered for this position?
I got a phone call from a gentleman, Simon, who owner of Quadvest, who asked me if I would be willing to serve.
And whose recommendation was it?
Mr. Metters.
Okay.
Which I'm grateful for. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're not involved with any legal actions against Lone Star at this time?
No, sir. I come with a history of attending, and you might find this rather interesting, but I started also speaking with the chairman of Region H, who was also a county judge, and he has given some great pointers to me over the years of trying to make a difference. I think one thing that you will find with Region H, as you probably well know, when they ask for submittals for engineering groups, for population water demands, they put out a request proposal for anybody else, because at this point it was Freeze and Nichols. And the chairman of Fort Bend Subsidence District was head of a committee trying to move forward. And the chairman, Mark Evans, was trying to find a new anybody else to help bring up a plan for population water demands. They didn't get one other request for proposals. I mean, it was a very interesting. They made phone calls, and so I think it's interesting to know the issues before the board. Sometimes it's not always evident.
Good. And have you been to several of the Lone Star board meetings? Are you familiar with the board and the actions?
Very much so, sir. Yes.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Jim, did we find out?
He is going to be available in about another 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Dane Cantwell.
Judge, he's not here, and my he was one of the two names that I submitted, but my nominee is Webb Melder, and he is here.
Yeah, Webb. Okay. So, Webb, you're up.
Mayor.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, make sure we all know Judge, who you are?
Judge, if I might, would like to thank the court for this opportunity, and above all, thank the court for the consideration that y'all are giving to this issue. I visited with the county attorney and assistant county attorney when y'all took a break earlier. For disclosure purposes, I had received a questionnaire from Commissioner Clark. I would like to share that publicly, and then I'll give Commissioner Clark my answers. It says, "Hello, Commissioner Clark. Thanks for the phone call today and your consideration on my behalf to serve as one of two county appointees to the Lone Star Groundwater Conservation District. Not being involved with Commissioner's Court selection process or the development of this questionnaire, other than a possible candidate, please do not use my reply to your questions if it can be claimed as a possible violation of the Open Meetings Act. Thank you again for considering me. My answers to your questions are listed below." I have shared this with both the attorneys, and since I did not reply back and I have not sent this anywhere, they have cleared me to use this. And if you at this time would like to share copies with the rest of the court, I just wanted to be in compliance.
Thank you, Lilo. Well, and as those before you, just give us a brief synopsis of why you'd like to be on that board, Mr. Mayor.
Pardon that.
Why don't you give us just kind of a brief rundown of why you'd like to be on the board, Mayor?
Primarily, Judge, Commissioners, I see a strong need to return the Lone Star Groundwater Conservation District Board and the job they do back to the citizens of Montgomery County and not special interest.
Good deal. Questions, Commissioners?
Most of these questions are dealing with conflicts and relationships, and Mellor's answered, and he has not. I do know that I personally have had many conversations with the water, regarding the water itself, and why don't you share with us a little bit about your quest for the rights for water from Montgomery County? What you're
well,
consider this as a short answer.
I will, I hope I have addressed those answers on your list of questions. I've spent the last 8+ years educating myself on groundwater hydrology, science, and groundwater law. And I think that has been well established in the research library that I built is 60 feet across the street over at the city. All of that is public information, by the way. And I know that Lone Star has a job to do very much like I did when I was on council, very much like you do as a member of this court. It's all in how we do the job. And I have testified in Austin and spoken publicly in other places, one day right here previously in this court, the biggest mistake I made as mayor of Conroe, Texas is I trusted two state agencies. So I think that alone right there tells you I have an honest desire to serve. I feel like there are several things there that need to get cleaned up and straightened up. And anybody else have any questions?
One of the questions on this sheet was about, are you related to me? Well, hold on a second.
She's coming back with the answer. You might have that with her.
Mr. Melder, I know you've been one of the most vocal critics of the groundwater reduction plan, and you have done a tremendous amount of research. As you just said, you compiled your own library. That being said, the reason I think you'd make a good fit on that board is because you are going to represent a large part of the people, as well as a part of the conversation that is not being considered right now. And so I'd like to know just a little bit about how you are going to be able to go in there and work with this board and not just be, adversarial.
Well, I want to work with the board. I want to make that real clear. My guess is if they're not here present today, then they're probably watching. I do want to work with the board. As I stated in one of the answers here, they have a job to do. It's a matter of how you do it. And above all, there's some things in here that I feel changes need to be made, and I've stated those in writing. I would appreciate the opportunity if I was chosen by this court, that I would be willing to extend a hand to work with them if they would be willing to extend their hand.
In follow-up to that question, one of the questions here is, are you related to any person or company involved with legal action against Lone Star? I know that the city is involved with that lawsuit, so is there any conflict there that you feel, having been the mayor and serving on that board?
Judge, I have discussed that question with attorneys. I don't see my position any different than Mr. Jace Houston or any other board member out there that is currently serving.
Okay.
Right now, I'm a citizen of Montgomery County and a taxpayer, and I'm willing to serve the people of Montgomery County in this position if this court decides that I'm the right selection.
Any other questions, Commissioners?
Mayor, what is your feelings on nobody from the Lone Star Groundwater being here today?
I have no idea, sir. Commissioner Riley, I have no idea.
It doesn't bother you maybe that nobody's here?
No, sir. I mean, they may have a meeting going on right now. They may be at a seminar. I have no idea.
What would be one of your first actions if you were to be chosen to be on that board?
I believe, Judge, you're going to question number 8. And I answered A, B, C, and D. A, get in line with the rulings of our Texas Supreme Court in Chapter 36. Elevate the level of transparency on everything Lone Star Groundwater District does. Total financial disclosure and audit. Push for a complete and independent financial audit, push for a public monthly financial statement, and a monthly financial disclosure available to the public, and push to eliminate the involvement of SJRA as a director. I don't think you mix surface water and groundwater.
Okay. Good.
Mayor, we appreciate you coming today.
Before you hand those out, Jim.
I'm sorry, my hearing.
I said it's good. Always good to see you. Thanks for coming today.
Oh,
and sitting through.
It's an honor and a privilege to address the court. It's an honor and privilege to even be considered. I have an honest passion for this, and hopefully could work with the district and all of the entities that are involved in this, including our legislators, who I'm very close to, and bring a proper resolution to this as soon as possible.
Mayor, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate your consideration.
Thank you for all your effort in the past in this as well.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Mayor.
J.D., I have a response from Randy Council to that questionnaire. Can we hand that out to the rest of the court, or is that?
He's on the ground.
Well, we're just checking the.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem there.
We're in a notice meeting.
Who all that has been shared with, all. And I don't know what's in the questionnaire. The questions only the answers. The question of Mayor Melder was, he didn't want to get part of something that was an ongoing discussion between you guys, but it sounds like that only went from Mr. Clark to what Melder.
Yeah, because I think that same list went to Mr. Council. He responded to those questions back to me.
And I apologize to everybody.
But before I handed them out to everybody, I want to make sure we're okay to do that.
No, that's fine, Judge. You're in open session on topics, so the court can receive the information.
Okay.
And he's on the ground, is that correct?
Yeah, do we have a phone set up where we can call him?
We tested this yesterday, so you should be able to dial right off there.
This one?
Just use the speakerphone.
All right, let's give this a try then. Y'all hear that back there?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, he's on the ground, but we can't get him just yet, so we might
dance on the TSA.
He may be. Can we recess this meeting, BD, and go into our toll road authority meeting?
Come back.
And come back as soon as we can catch Randy. In the meantime, Jim, would you continue to try to call just to see when he's available so we can?
Yeah, he just said that it has funded me.
Oh.
They have it on airport mode, and it's not.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, texting.
You couldn't be texting if he's on airplane.
Good thought.
If he wouldn't be able to text.
Didn't text him. All right. The number I'm calling is the number that he sent me.
No, he says no.
Try it again.
All right, you're trying again. Hey, Randy, this is Craig Doyle. We have you on speaker here in our commissioner's courtroom.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
I'm good.
Trust your flight was good?
I just landed.
Okay. Well, like I said, we have you on speaker. The whole court is here. We're in session right now. I just had a couple questions if you're available to take those at this time.
Sure.
Okay. Can you kind of give us a brief, just a quick, in your words, why you'd like to be on this board?
Randy,
we're getting a lot of background noise behind you there.
Yeah, I'm still on the plane, so I'll try to do my best here. But
okay.
I've been a Montgomery County resident for 30 years and lived in the city since they annexed us. And I got some concerns when all the water rates started increasing based on usage. So I went down and visited. I went to a meeting where. Sanson River Authority and Lone Star were explaining this new surface water plant they were putting in. And I think based on what I heard that at those meetings, I think I could assist in maybe helping clear, you know, or understand a little better what they planned here, because I'm not sure that the science that I heard is as accurate to make the decisions that were made.
And Randy, you have an experience and background in water.
Yes, I've been in residential and commercial water and groundwater and wastewater for since my mid 20s, probably 30 plus years.
And is there any relationship you have right now that you think would be in conflict with being on that Lone Star board?
Is there any what now?
Do you have any relationship with a water company or a service company that you think would be in conflict with being on the Lone Star board right now?
No, I own a water company, a water works utility. We're more of a consulting arm, and we have one well that's in Montgomery County that got annexed. I guess, on the last city's annex, so I don't expect that well to keep producing, but it does have a report that's produced to the Lone Star Groundwater Conservation District annually. But that's the only, and it's a commercial property, that's the only interaction I have with either, with Lone Star. I have no interaction with San Sara River Authority.
Okay. Commissioners, questions? Thoughts and questions? Okay. And Randy, if you were on that board, what would be one of the first actions that you would take?
Well, I want to understand how, I really would like to understand how they made the decision to do what they've done so far. From my brief conversations, it was based on USGS data and not actual wells in our county. Or if they were wells in our county, nobody can tell me where they are. So I'd start probably trying to understand from San Sara River Authority what their levels are and have been, and it needs, that discovery needs to start before the drought we had, and then do the same thing with the cities throughout Montgomery County and see if we couldn't create some kind of graph or some understanding of what static levels and pumping levels have been for the last 10 plus years. So compare that to the science they used.
Okay. No other questions, Commissioner?
Thank you for submitting the questionnaire, Randy. Appreciate it.
Randy, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch and let you know.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Thank you. Commissioner, do you want to try to call Mr. Cantwell?
No, my nominee
okay.
is
okay.
Mr. Melder.
All right. Well, commissioners, we've heard the candidates that have been submitted. We have a chance to ask some questions. Is there any recommendation for someone today or based on resumes and questions?
I don't know that we're going to find anybody with more experience than the Honorable Webb Melder. I think we have four great candidates, and we're lucky that people want to serve, especially in a politically charged environment that we're in today. But I'd like to move on Webb Melder's filling this void.
Based on his leadership ability, and which is what we're lacking sorely right now, and all his water knowledge and stuff, I'd like to make Webb Melder my recommendation as well.
Webb's been a good friend of mine. I guess it's the second. Been a good friend for a long time. My concern is that conflict there it creates some issues. I'm not sure that I could completely support that. I respect you well, Webb, immensely, and I know that you've done a tremendous amount of work on this, but I also know that there's a lot of friction there. And do you really feel like there could be a cooperative effort with that board?
Judge, I'm willing to put forth a cooperative effort. I've been willing to put forth a cooperative effort for 8 years. It's been pretty one-sided. I'm still willing to put forth a cooperative effort. Again, I don't see if this court were to select me, I don't see me being any different than Jay Shewson's position on that board or any other director on that board. And I've already had legal discussions about that issue. I stated in my questionnaire, if there was an agenda item that was, I was told, was a potential conflict of interest, I would abstain, I would not have any discussion, nor would I vote. And if necessary, would even fill out the state form, which I have filled out many of them over 12 years.
All right.
Judge, I too want to thank all four candidates for being here today. And Jack, I appreciate all you've done in River Plantation throughout your career. I do want to say something about Webb. I love his answers about being passionate about what he does, and I know he's passionate because I've been around him, and I've talked to him about this issue, and he's very passionate. And I believe that if you're not passionate about this, you're not going to put 100% in this. And I think Webb will put 100% effort into this project and this appointment, and I'll support Webb Melder on this.
You know, I think I will too. I was at a toss-up coming into this meeting. I know how you are. I know how hard-headed you are. I know how smart you are. And I thought, you're going to go in there and start throwing rocks. And don't do that, please. Sit back. You're smart man. Look at the deal. And I know you will. I know you will make good decisions. And I know you'll fight. I know how you are. So, but coming in today, I had my doubts about whether I was going to support you or not. Not because we're not good friends, like a brother to me, but there was some issues that I had, and I don't know, I feel like it's the right thing to do. And I'd support Webb Melder.
Okay.
Make me proud.
Well, we've had four good candidates that we've heard from today. We do appreciate each and every one of you's willingness to serve. I know that some of you, when I talked to you a little bit, were a little bit nervous about that to start with, because there is some contention there, but I think we're on the right track. So with that, we have a motion and a second. All in favor for Webb Melder?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Judge?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to say thank you. I'm very humbled right now by the selection. Appreciate the transparency and the openness of which the way y'all handled this. I look forward to representing all the people of Montgomery County, and I thank you for the opportunity.
You start acting up, I'm going to call you out.
you know he's going to.
I know he's going to.
All right. All right, Commissioners, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, this special meeting.
Move.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Meeting is adjourned.